What did you think of yesterday from starters?
Well, the most positive thing to me in the game yesterday is the way the guys hung together and battled through some adversity early in the game. You know, we had a number of moving parts. You know, we had some guys that were in and out. You know, we planned on playing a number of different personnel groups during the game. We actually played more personnel groups than we've played at any time this year. And in doing so, you know, you have to really be on top of things. Now, all of a sudden, you get two or three injuries, all right, it affects a lot of those things. And you saw it show up the one time we had 10 men on the field. I mean, that's just something you don't ever want to have happen. So, but, you know, we've been going in the locker room a couple times this year being down and just looking at the guy's eyes, all right, I think that there wasn't a guy in there that didn't feel, okay, that we had a chance to go back out and if we just did our job. Because the tough part of the first half is we got them into really good third down situations and they converted them, you know, and we let them off the hook. I mean, starting the very first one, you know, we have third and 14. So you go out and you go minus five in the first play, plus one the second play, third and 14. I think we've only lost one third and 10 plus this year in four games. So, but the encouraging thing is the way our guys battled back. Okay, and I thought that, you know, that we went out and we made the big play there at crunch time when we needed to make it. And give them credit. They put together a heck of a drive. It was probably their best drive. I mean, we had more. I felt good about the way we were playing the run, you know, other than one time we had 10 men on the field, and that was their long run of the day. And but they, you know, they got their run game going and did a good job of mixing and went down and got the score on us. So, you know, there were some areas that we can certainly clean up and we can learn a lot from, and you'd rather be doing that coming off a win like yesterday. So I think when we come back here on Wednesday, we know we got to go to work and really clean some things up.
Practice against extended plays every day with Aaron, but Dak made a couple. Looked like Perry had some real opportunities, and he gets away, and there's guys downfield. Just how hard is that to maintain?
Well, we had to adjust a couple things. You know, we were running some games, and you saw him come out of there for that 18-yard run or so. You know, we were bringing pressure, you know, off the edge. And so, you know, we made some adjustments where we had a guy that was more in tune, okay, with his ability to scramble, and thought that worked better for us, you know, in the second half.
When you're going against a quarterback who's having a real special day like Dak was, in your evaluation, how do you determine – some of the struggles, how much of it are him just making plays and having a special kind of day, and how much are breakdowns of your
own? Yeah, against the good quarterbacks in this league, you know, they've got the ability to make plays, and especially if you can extend plays like that. I mean, even the first third down, you saw him step up in, and we were grabbing at his ankles, okay, and launched the ball, and then he had a, you know, the one scramble where we were chasing around the backfield and he threw the ball on the move. And we really felt going in that the best part of his game was when he was moving, you know, outside, you know, on the bootlegs and the scrambles and that type of thing, because he's big, he's strong, and he can throw the ball on the move. I thought we did a much better job in the second half, you know, in that area than we did in the first half. You know, they got it going. They got some momentum. You know, they picked up some third downs that, you know, that we're in our favor, and you don't want to do that against a good team.
So when, you know, King goes down, House has those cramps, then you lose Burnett. Did you have a lot of different secondary players playing almost brand new positions in that game?
You know, we had some guys that probably hadn't taken as many reps as you'd like, you know, during the course of the week. But that's why you've got to have guys that can play multiple positions. Yeah, you're always concerned that early in the game when you've got, especially when you've got so many different personnel groups. And you guys have heard me say you don't want one or two injuries to take you out of a personnel group. But even all the way down to the last couple plays, okay, we had to coach guys up on the sideline to play a position in that situation they really hadn't, you know. And you don't like doing that, you know, at the crunch time, the critical time in the game.
You know, what did you like about that personnel group or formation where it's, I think it's base personnel, but then Clay plays back almost like a 4-3. Is that because he's so good in coverage at times?
I'll say this, you know, I thought Clay did a really, really good job, you know, I mean, in terms of his ability to have vision and break on the ball. And you even saw, you know, on D's interception, you know, where Clay made a nice break on that one. You know, there was a there was another one that he broke and knocked the ball out, you know, in a critical situation. So, yeah, we hadn't done much of that, but we did quite a bit of it yesterday, and I thought Clay really responded, you know, well.
Was that the quad?
No, it wasn't the quad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned it, kind of my reference it before, but if you go back over the last several years here, you guys haven't been real good at coming from behind. But you've done it against Dallas, you did it against Cincinnati. What do you think you guys are doing right in that regard?
Well, I think we get players that you know, I've always believed this, that winners find a way to win. You know, I mean, no matter what the situation is in the game, okay, whether it's good or bad, you've got to put both behind you. And you can't let it affect your mind. You can't let it affect the next play, the next series. And I think our guys have done a good job of that. I mean, you know, like I say, you've seen two examples. You know, coming in the locker room here against Cincinnati at home, and you know, they going down and scored two out of their first three possessions. Just like yesterday, they went down and scored their first three possessions. And then they had the ball there in a two-minute situation where he had to make a two-minute stop. So somebody's got to make a play. You know, Nick came off the edge and, you know, knocked the ball out of his hands, you know, and got the sack there, and then they didn't run another play. And, you know, we come out and, you know, force them to punt, and then they get a field goal. And in the third series, you know, we score the touchdown. So, you know, we were able to get back into the flow of the game, and they really had their rhythm going early. So I think that's something that you can really grow from, because week in and week out, you're going to be in those adversity situations. You got to be a mature competitor and not let that affect you, and just go about and do your business.
Did that lateral play get your blood going a little bit?
Well, you know, I've learned to never relax, all right, until the last second's clicked off. So, especially in those kind of plays, because anything can happen. And, you know, really, we missed a couple tackles there, which enabled them to extend it. And, you know, once they got that thing going, you know, you're always concerned, yes.
What did you like about the run defense in the first half? I know they scored, you know, on a couple drives with Dak, but I think Elliott was averaging 2.1 a carry at halftime. What was working so well there?
Yeah, I thought our guys did a good job. Like I say, it's really our run defense, I think, would have been very good. What happened was we had the play there to start the one series where we only had 10 people on the field, which was a 25-yarder. Then the very next play, you know, we got up the field, and, he, you know, I think he got 10 or 11 yards on that one. But they did a good job of getting what they needed and staying on schedule in that drive that they went down for the final touchdown. And, you know, they were fairly conservative in that drive, because it was right after they'd thrown the interception for a touchdown. And I don't think they, you know, wanted to take a chance of throwing another one.
Dom, did you make any kind of a specific adjustment on Witten? It seemed early in the game Dak was really able to go to him kind of when he wanted, and then later on there were some more of the pass breakups and things like that when he tried to go to 82.
Yeah, I think we did a better job of adjusting our zones and getting closer and breaking on the ball. You know, we were in a zone when D got the deflection and the interception. And like I say, Clay had there's two really nice breaks, I think, out of Clay that where he was close enough to come and knock the ball out, you know, on one. You know, I think it was just getting a feel of the flow of the game, because Witten's always been a guy that's very instinctive in terms of finding open areas in zones, and he's been their security blanket. You know, if Prescott reads zone coverage, you know, he's thinking Witten right now.
So you got here at 09. So Rodgers' first year as a starter was 08, and New England didn't play them. So you've never had to actually put together a game plan for him. I'm just wondering, it almost looked like the Cowboys wanted to run all 10 minutes and get the game-winning touchdown so he would never get back on the field. From a defensive coordinator's standpoint, the scariness of giving him the ball back at that time, what would you do against a guy like that?
First of all, I'm glad I don't have to put together a game plan for him. I'm glad that I'm on his team as opposed to the opponent. But, yeah, as a defensive coach, believe me, you're thinking run every second off that clock that you possibly can. And, I mean, just think about the playoff game last year down there. I mean, you go through something like that, and then, you know, the two-minute drive was probably as perfectly executed as it could be. And, you know, he's a confident guy that knows what to go to and, you know, got us in the right things and did a tremendous job. I mean, what a game. I mean, in terms of being able to take that ball down there and do what he did.
You got to get some more pass rush, you think?
Well, I think we've got to, you know, early in the game, I mean, we had Prescott moving around, but we just got to do a better job. Like I say, we made an adjustment to where we were more controlled in our lanes, okay? We had a couple plays where we weren't, you know, we were giving him a seam. You saw the one he stepped right up in the A-gap and came out of there. And against a guy as big and strong, as a good athlete as him, you want to try to keep him in the pocket.